are here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I'm here with a couple of winners from across the border, north of us, our friends from the North, Canadians, Jody Chambers, Lori Walsh. How are you guys?
Very well, thanks. Awesome, thank you.
Congratulations on your win in there in the Digital Transformation Showcase. You guys did a really good job. How's it feel?
It feels really great, actually, yeah. Coming here not knowing what to expect, and it's fun to share our story and our journey, and you know what, credit unions are so alike in so many ways, and this just reinforces that, and yeah, it's been great.
Jody, tell us your story.
The Cornerstone Credit
Union. The Cornerstone, yeah. Why did you guys win? What did you win for?
Yes. Well, we won for the work we've been doing in data analytics, and I would say the work we've been doing helps us get into the data warehouse, the predictive analytics, as well as the member 360 view. So we've done almost everything we need to get foundationally done in about 18 months, where many credit unions, just scale, size, time, and everything, have taken years to get there. So we have lots to still build into it, but we've got a really great array of opportunities for us set foundationally.
Why did it take you such a short time to get this done? What happened there?
We had a really great partner that is a partner of OnApproach and our vendor. They worked around the clock at times to help get us where we needed to be so that we could actually start utilizing the data in a pilot format. And if it wasn't for the resources that they had applied to it, we wouldn't be this far in our journey at this point.
And the benefits here are?
Well, for sure, the insights into the members, and I would say what has helped us a lot for the employees is that the 360 view allows us to bring in all the different data sources that they would have to go to before meeting a member, so the LOS system, the banking system, if they wanted to see anything on the credit card, the credit bureau, they would have to go to all these different places, and now we can consolidate that into one view. They can take a skew, like a quick search through that, get themselves set, and then be prepared to have a really intelligent and insightful conversation with the member where they would have been scrambling to make notes in all these different places. Yeah.
So what advice would you give another credit union to go down the road that you guys just went down? What advice do you have for a credit union that's maybe looking to do something similar?
Oh, I'll say one thing first.
Oh, okay. Jody.
One thing is, don't wait for perfection.
Never wait for perfection. I totally agree with that.
Yep. And I think that that's really good. And you have to start somewhere. So for us, I mean, just based on our size, we were concerned about, you know, do we have the resources to put behind this? But you need to start somewhere. And once we started, we were able to venture down that path and just keep progressing. And the other advice I would maybe have is, yeah, you've got to start, and then you've got to bring your people along with you, because we went from knowing that we had this, like, reams of data, but we just didn't know how to use it to the benefit of our credit union and our members. And so that has been a bit of a challenge for us, because now we have so much information, and it's trying to prioritize and kind of siphon through, you know, where do we need to focus our efforts. But you just need to start.
Exactly. And you don't have to be the expert. Like, so I think lots of credit unions are afraid to do it because they don't have an in-house expert, or they don't maybe fully understand it. But if you can find the good partners like we had with OnApproach and Solero, then you can work with them and they'll help give you the advice and the direction that you should take or consider, at least, and as you make what your roadmap's going to be.
So where do you guys go from here? What's the next step?
So for us, the next step is that we will be fully operationalizing this into our credit union. So we've actively been utilizing, the member 360 and the information that has been there. However, we have been doing it on more so a pilot basis to kind of enhance and make sure that we get it as functioning as effectively as we can before we roll it out to all of our staff. And that's the next step in this journey, and it's a big one, but that will be what happens next.
Very cool, very cool. This seems like to be like a recurring theme. Everyone's saying, hey, take baby steps, or this. There's so many similarities that I'm hearing from credit unions. It's the same story almost. So it's really cool to see how you guys have kind of broken out of that and are on your way to success in a short amount of time, too. Pretty cool stuff.
In a pretty relative short amount of time. That was when we sat back and we think about it. I just don't think we'd have made it this far. And we, in a rural environment, trying to find some of those skill sets, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. So outsourcing and partnering is definitely the way to go. And I love the idea of now other credit unions uploading their apps and the queries they're using and the reports that are helpful to them. That's going to make it so much faster for us. Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
Good news all the way around. Well, ladies, congratulations again. Thank you for stopping by. And and sharing your award here. Well done. Look at that right there. Look at that. First place. Well done, guys. Congratulations.
Thank
again.
You.
Keep up the good work, all right? Well done.